Welcome to the Empowered Serenity Podcast. Hey there, I'm Brent. I'm a trauma therapist and the founder of North Valley Therapy in Phoenix, Arizona. I help high achievers heal their core wounds, find emotional peace, and build fulfilling relationships. If you feel like your time doesn't belong to you anymore, if your calendar feels like it's been hijacked by everyone else's needs, then this is for you. This episode is about taking your time and your peace back with 10 boundaries that look simple on the surface, but actually do something pretty big. They stop the quiet burnout that creeps in when you are always available, always helping, always overfunctioning. Let's jump right into the first one. Number one, silence your group chats. You don't have to leave them forever. Just mute them all for 24 hours. Constant pings might not seem like a big deal, but they're draining. Every buzz and notification pulls at your attention and your nervous system. Give yourself permission to go quiet. Focus will come back online faster than you think. Number two, add a buffer block. If your calendar is stacked back to back, you're never actually landing in the present moment. Add just 10 minutes between meetings, errands, or transitions. You'll show up clearer and recover faster. Number three, use do not disturb mode. Protect an hour a day where nobody gets to reach you. That might feel selfish if you're used to always being available. It's not. It's healthy. Your brain needs time without interruption to repair. Number four, unsubscribe from 5 emails. You don't need to clean your whole inbox. Just unsubscribe from 5 that don't serve you. Every extra decision, whether to open, delete, or ignore, costs energy and time. Less noise equals more clarity. Number 5, say, I can't today, without explaining. That's the whole sentence. I can't today. You don't need to offer a backstory. You don't owe emotional labor to justify your limits. Number 6, decline a pick-your-brain invitation. You've got wisdom and value. That doesn't mean you owe it away for free coffee. It's okay to protect your time and your energy without guilt. Number 7, let it go to voicemail. Every unscheduled call is an interruption. If it's important, they'll leave a message. You can respond when you're ready, on your time. Number 8, shut the laptop when the meeting ends. No, just one more thing. No, hey, real quick. When it ends, close it. That moment of closure protects your evening, your peace, and your nervous system. Number 9, use a one-line email reply. Try this. Thanks. I'll get to this later this week. That's it. You don't need to over-explain or over-commit. Keep it simple. Protect your bandwidth. Number 10, check your calendar before saying yes. Never agree on the spot. Look first. Even a 10-second pause can save you from days of regret or resentment. Now listen, none of these are groundbreaking. They're not hard to understand, but doing them, that's the real work. Because if you're anything like the people I typically work with, you've been conditioned through culture, through family, and maybe even through trauma, to believe that your time isn't really yours. That being helpful makes you lovable. That being available makes you valuable. These 10 boundaries challenge that. They say, my peace matters. My energy is mine. My bandwidth is not a free-for-all. And that can bring stuff up. So if any of these feel hard, that's okay. That's not a sign that you're doing it wrong. It's a sign that you're touching something important. Start with the one that feels doable, but still stretches you. Try it today. Then again tomorrow. That's how the shift happens. And if no one has told you this yet today, you don't need to do more to matter. You don't need to earn your rest. You don't need to apologize for having limits. You matter now. And if this episode resonated, and you're ready for support, setting boundaries that actually stick, I'd love to talk. You can schedule a free 15-minute consultation at northvalleytherapy.org. Just click on the Schedule a Consultation button. No pressure, just conversation. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.